Arthur Godfrey time. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. Jeanette Davis, the Mariners, Archie Blyer and his orchestra, and Arthur's special guest, Jacquelina Stewart. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Godfrey.
Yahoo! Thank you, Tony Marvin. Hello, everybody. Oh, brother, this split-second business is killing me. I just did make it, and I got something on my mind this morning, too. I want to get it off. It's no fun going around all morning feeling top-heavy, you know. An official of the Agriculture Department has come out with a statement that to be modern and up-to-date, a farmer should advertise his farm products. Now, I'm a farmer. It says so on my musician's card. And since we don't have a sponsor for these Tuesday and Thursday shows yet, until October the 6th, I thought I'd try out this theory. The question is, which of my farm products should I push? I got a lot of skinny squash, some wormy watermelons. This year on the farm, I tried some of those seedless tomatoes. You should see them. No seeds at all. And no tomatoes, either. We had a great harvest of potatoes, some of them the size of peach stones. Some the size of marbles. And then, like it always is with potatoes, we got some small ones, too. Now, they're good, though. They're excellent. And like the Department of Agriculture says, I should be able to sell them. Let's see, we'll do a radio commercial on them, huh? Ladies, are you weak and run down? Are you worn out and weary? Chances are you're wearing yourself out every day going down to the basement and bringing up those big, bulky potatoes. Change today and get Godfrey's puny potatoes. Not a fat one in a fistful. Just think, 15 puny potatoes in each hand. That means one trip to the basement and you'll have potatoes enough for 30 servings. For your famished friends, get the jumbo-sized punies. Yes, get Godfrey's puny potatoes, the only potato in America to bear the seal of approval of the National Ping Pong Association. Speaking of potatoes, here's one you're sure to like. A charming potato, a sweet potato she is, too. Jeanette Davis. Come here, yammy. Sing for the boys and the girls.
I went to bed last evening feeling blue as I could be. I couldn't sleep last evening with what was worrying me. Oh, the tears I've wasted would surely fill the deep blue sea. I've got those cry about him, die without him. Lord, if were him, I without him blue. He keeps me walking on the floor, and like a fool, I ask for more. Although I know he isn't good, wouldn't leave him if I could. Oh, no. I'm not the first on his list. I'd never be missed. I wish I had a dime for every gal that he's kissed. Oh, Lord, I swear I'd be a millionaire. And yet I wouldn't care as long as I could get my share. I've got those mad about him, sad without him. How can I be glad without him blue? He makes my dreams go up in smoke. Then he treats it like a joke. He's just an ornery sort of guy. Yet I'll love him till I die. Poor me, poor me. I'm not the first on his list. I'd never be missed. I wish I had a dime for every gal that he's kissed. I swear I'd be a millionaire. And yet I wouldn't care as long as I could get my share. I've got those mad about 'em, sad without 'em. How can I be glad without 'em blue? He makes my dreams go up in smoke, and then he treats it like a joke. Although I know he isn't true, there's not a thing that I can do. Poor me.
Oh, honey, you make those blues sound like the most wonderful things in the world. And Archie, that's a great a little job of accompaniment you and the boys did there. What is that break that Remo was doing there, that hesitation thing? Did he miss one and then do it the second way at the same time? He did it on purpose? Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Man can't read that well, don't tell me. That little song was entitled We Dance Back to Back because we can't stand the sight of each other. Say, did you see this? Brian Manning has done Cy Schaefer in oils. Have you seen it? It's a beautiful thing. You didn't see that, did you? He's wearing a small portion of a barber pole for a pair of trunks. That is a thing of beauty. And I should say, very good likeness. Very good. Very, very good. I can't understand how you know which way to put your pants on is what I don't get. So, you know, I've been checking up on that on what the scientists are doing. And you know me, I'm always checking into scientific things all the time. And it reminded me of an old story about Sam Goldwyn. If you heard of Sam Goldwyn, maybe you've heard this story. A wealthy friend was showing Sam his new home, and Sam was properly impressed by the automatic doors and the electric eye window shades and things. And then they went out into the garden, and he was shown the sundial. And Sam was impressed and asked how it worked. And his friend explained that it told time simply by the light of the sun throwing a shadow across this thing. And Sam said, holy smokes, what won't these modern scientists think of next? And what won't they think of next? Did you read in the paper today that a scientist will soon have ready for the market bed sheets made out of paper? Yeah. They're really supposed to be swell, too, so soft you can't tell them from linen. And the beautiful thing about it is you can throw them away after they've been used. Isn't that great? No more iron and sheets. That always wears me out. Jeanette, you got me in a mood here, honey. Remember the tune that was revived in the Jolson story? Wonder if you do. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. Didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it, I I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. Ah, but there were times, dear, times. You made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for. I didn't want to tell you. Ain't gonna tell you. I want some love that's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know that I do. Give me, give me, give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me love you. Well, Count, where did he come from? Tell you, and I ain't gonna tell you. I want some love that's true. Yes, I do, deed I do. You know doggone well I do. Give me, give me, give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me love you. Thank you very much. I have a letter from J. Seagar Haviland. Those of you not acquainted with one J. Seagar Haviland have missed half your life. He is, he does publicity in one thing or another for Paramount Pictures, Paramount News. And I met him. He's a great old, old friend of Eddie Rickenbacker's. And I met him last May when Eddie invited me on that speed run. Remember he did with the Constellations, the new Constellations from Hollywood, from Burbank? And what a character is he. And out of that meeting came a little thing. He introduced me to one Justin Herman. Justin Herman is the famous Paramount producer. You've probably heard of him. He makes a lot of the shorts you see in the pictures. And lo and behold, up out of it all came a short that I made for him. And this comes from J. Seagar, and it says, "Dear Arthur, enclosed is a press clipping on one of our greater Americans." It being me, see? And it says, "I just saw one of the test prints on the finished picture, and I really think it came out swell. I predict that you will be the poor man's Charles Boyer." Ah, you come with me to Teterboro, huh? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is the... The name of this short that I made is called "It Can Happen to You." Very aptly titled, I think. Don't let it scare you away, though, when you go. There's a fella named Johnny Coy who does a dance in there with his very lovely wife, Babs. Dorothy Babs, I beg your pardon. You don't call a girl by her last name, do you? No. So you'll enjoy it. It'll be around soon. Boys, would you render a slight selection here in your best manner? Thank you. Bakshish, bakshish. Archie Blyer and the boys. Doggone, I'm so proud of you fellas. Play that again for me. I want to hear that again. That's wonderful. Let's see if they can do it twice. Arms for the love of Ella. Legs for the love of Mike. Archie Blyer and the boys. Did you folks ever meet them individually? They're quite a gang. There's Lee Irwin over there at the organ, who doubles on the Celeste, you know. He's the one that made that boom on the end there. Lee Irwin, he used to do the Moon River programs. And remember a long time ago? Dream on, Moon River, Army. Many's the canoeing I did with that. Many's the canoeing. And there's Johnny Mintz with the clarinet. Cy Schaefer with the trombone, Remo Palmieri at the guitar, and Gene Traxler with the bull fiddle, and Count Flato at the piano here. Count no account, you know. And the title of the selection was The Underwear Song. Lumpy on the outside, scratchy on the inside. I want you to know those boys have been trying to get that number in for exactly 1 week. They've had it scheduled. In the Middle Ages, people did things a lot differently than they do now. For instance, they often had 5 or 6 kinds of meat at a single meal. And they didn't have to be fast with a dollar to do it either. All they had to do was to be clever with a crossbow. Some of the other things they ate don't sound so good, though. For instance, they had a weakness for eating different kinds of flowers. One of their favorites was the violet. Yeah. They'd get a bunch of violets and chop them up with onions and make salad. Also, a very popular dessert of the time was made out of stewed roses and primroses. I read that in history. I tell you, this education business is bad. The New York Post prints a daily blurb. I'm sure you've seen it, called For the Bride's Book. You've read that. Last Friday's hint to new housekeepers is a honey. I think it bears repeating for the entire country to hear. For strong tea, use 1 teaspoon leaves per 1 cup water. For weak tea, use 1/2 teaspoon leaves. It took up a whole inch to put that in there. Any gal who needs instructions like that won't be able to read them anyhow. Of course, they meant Lipton tea. Of course they did. Which reminds me, last night we had a Lipton tea talent scout show. Did you all hear it? Good. Well, then you know that it was awful close, that decision there. The only reason the boy got the highest score on that doggone meter was that some gal screamed on the end and knocked it way over there. He's very good, and both of these people were very good, but it was so doggone close that I just couldn't pass this gal up. She came in second on the machine, but she's got a beautiful, beautiful voice, and I predict great things for her. You remember her singing Someday last night? Let's get her to do it again for us. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Jacquelina Stewart. Thank you. That's Jacquelina Stewart. This gal plays an accordion, too. How about bringing it up with you on Thursday? Will you? Come on back again on Thursday and sing a song and bring your squeeze box with you. Huh? Okay. I have here a science note. We're always in science, you know. Very latest in optical equipment. The new type of spectacle lens which has 3 separate ranges of vision. The new glasses are to be called trifocals. It's a sort of a bifocal with an overdrive, you know. Their largest use is expected to be among musicians who have to read music at a distance of 2 or 3 feet. Archie, can you get some of these trifocals for the band? We've tried everything else, you know. Speaking of musicians who can't read, somebody was telling me about a concert over in Belgium that was an awful flop for the same reason. All during the performance, the conductor and one of the violinists kept losing their places. The Dutch critics couldn't understand it. Fine concert violinist giving a performance that sounded like Jack Benny playing Love and Bloom from memory. Well, they finally found out the reason for it. There was a hypnotist in the audience, And he had made a bet with a friend that he could mess up the concert by using his hypnotic powers, and he did. Of all the dirty tricks. It's like the kid we had in the front row one day right in front of Cy Schaefer, sucking on a lemon, and he's trying to play. Well, here are four guys, seagoing fellers they are. You've heard them many, many times, and I know you folks in the audience would like to meet them. The Mariners.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. My child, and take your rest. Angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me.
Now I lay me down to sleep, angels watching over me, my Lord. I pray the Lord my soul to keep, angels watching over me. If I should die before I wake, angels watching over me, my Lord. I pray the Lord my soul to take, angels watching over me.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching.
Boys, that was perfectly beautiful. You've got the whole country sound asleep now. And I hope that they'll wake up by tomorrow at this time when we'll be back for Chesterfield, because I'm going to have a cute story for you tomorrow that Sal Mass sent me. A young girl who saw names like Surrender and My Sin on the perfume counter. She timidly asked, "Don't you have anything for a beginner?" This is Arthur Godfrey saying bye-bye on CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.